Welcome back to Saturday Morning with Tom Milroy on 680 CJOB.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies. And I swear.
Are you waving your lighter in the air?
The shadow that's by your side.
Well, I guess now we do cell phones, right? Is that how that works? Yeah. All for One, I Swear, a medley of their hit from the mid-90s, almost 30 years ago. All right, Tom Milroy with you for another hour here on 680 CJLB. And there's time to talk to Ann Bookma. I'm trying to get you on. The last time I tried to get you on, Ann, was a few weeks ago, and we couldn't because we had no phone service, but I'm glad you're available this weekend to talk about your latest adventures in online dating. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great, Tom. I'm glad we could connect this morning.
Yeah, now what, you're busy camping this weekend? Is that what you're up to?
I am enjoying the last week of summer in my lovely little camper in the woods.
Well,
with good cell phone reception.
No kidding. It sounds like, it's amazing. Wow, very nice. So how about online dating? How's that going?
Well, it's going great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had some success, great success, actually, with online dating. I met somebody 2 years ago who's here camping with me.
Yeah.
I was married for a long time, for over 30 years, and then I ventured into the online dating world and learned a heck of a lot. And my partner, Amit, and I have started something called Chapter 2, T-W-O, dating.com. And we offer workshops to women over 50 who are venturing into the online world or who need some help in the online world because it can be tough to navigate.
Well, no, I can't imagine anything more scary than that. You know?
It can be scary, you know, meeting new people and hoping for love. But, you know, I always say to people, it's totally worth it. You know, you are never too old for love. People over 60 are the fastest growing demographic online, and you just need some specific skills to know how to manage the whole thing, whether it's, you know, we teach in our workshops. We have one coming up on September 20th and another on November 22nd to our workshops for $100. We teach in our workshops how to create a winning profile, most importantly, how to avoid scammers, how to start a conversation, how to manage multiple dates, how to get to the first date as soon as possible. You know, a lot of people who are older, you know, they might have been married for a long time and now they're divorced or widowed and they haven't had a date maybe in decades.
Right.
So it's, you know, it is the number one way to meet people, and there's just a few strategies you need to know to boost your confidence and sort of move from frustrating to almost fun, I would say.
Almost fun. Now, obviously, you must have gone through a few bad ones or awkward ones, right?
Yeah, you know, I was lucky. I met about 20 people before I met Amit, and nothing was horrible. There was, you know, one person who kept texting me after, and I had to deal with that. But yeah. I was very selective. I read a lot about how to approach online dating. I had a whole strategy in place. I tried to move to the first date as soon as possible, which was either a coffee or a walk, half an hour, that's it. And if I didn't feel the connection, I moved on to somebody else. And so I didn't really have a long-term relationship online until I met my partner now. But it is entirely possible. And, you know, loneliness is affecting so many people, especially older people. Some people want to get married again. Some people want someone to date once a week. Some people want a companion. Some people want a friend. And online dating can offer all of that as long as you're careful and know what you're doing.
Right. Did you, when you meet these people, do you meet them in the daytime?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of things you need to do, especially as a woman, to stay safe. You know, one of them was I walked on a very popular trail. I met someone on a walk, never at my house.
Mm-hmm.
There was a local coffee shop where we could go to a park and have a coffee on a park bench. You have to be super safe. You know, there's a lot of women and men getting scammed, and there's a few clear things to avoid. And once you know what those things are, you really don't have to worry as much. And one is never enter into a dialogue online with somebody who lives far away from you. You know, you want to stay within a half hour or 45 minutes Why is somebody from another country messaging you? That is a total red flag. You need to avoid that sort of thing. If somebody doesn't want to get to the first date as soon as possible, within a week or two, again, why is that? That's very suspicious. So once you know what things to look for, you can go into it with a lot more confidence. And when you're feeling confident, you know, the chances of clicking with somebody are a lot better.
Yeah. Did you ever worry about, you know, hurting somebody's feelings?
Yes, that is a really real thing, you know, because feelings are going to get hurt.
Sure.
And there's ways to deal with that. For one thing, you have to be straightforward. You know, if I went on a date with somebody and I didn't feel the connection, after the end of the date, I would always say, you know what, let's just think about how we feel and message each other later instead of putting ourselves on the spot here. Because sometimes people feel they should ask you out or you don't want to say no. So that was one strategy I had where I didn't, you know, nobody had to be rejected in the moment. And then if I wasn't interested, I would just send a message saying, it was really nice meeting you. You seem like a lovely person. I just didn't feel the connection I was looking for. And then you move on to the next.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be straightforward and you have to be kind. And, you know, and that's how I manage things.
Right. Did you ever get turned down yourself? Did you ever feel smitten with somebody and they said, you know, forget about it?
You know, I never dated somebody long enough to get turned down or be smitten, or to be smitten, I should say. But, you know, sometimes there'd be people you would message them back and then they would ghost you. This is a common thing where someone starts a dialogue and then they just disappear, right?
Yeah.
I learned to have a very thick skin. You do need to have a bit of a thick skin. Don't take things personally. You don't know what's going on in other people's lives. So don't take things personally and move on. And, you know, people are in different stages at different times. A lot of it is about timing. Mm-hmm. And we also teach 20 do's and don'ts. You know, there's a lot of things you need to be careful of when you approach the first date. And, you know, one of our do's and don'ts is, you know, go into this with the idea of maybe I'll meet a friend. You know, keep your expectations realistic. Don't expect you're going to meet Mr. Right away.
Right.
Maybe you'll meet someone who doesn't end up being a partner, but is someone great to golf with. You know, keep an open mind about the kind of people you date. Maybe it's someone from a different ethnic group or someone who might be a little younger than you, something you're not used to. Again, you know, keep an open mind. And these are the sorts of things we teach in our workshops at chapter2dating.com.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Hey, 20 do's and don'ts, that sounds like an awful lot.
some of them are small things, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think now what, you know, do approach the first date with a sense of confidence, but also be realistic. You know, like I say, do consider dating outside your comfort zone. Don't message people who live too far away. Or if you're, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck are raising when you're in conversation with this person, pay attention to your intuition. Do try to find out a little bit about them. Often men will tell you their last name. Most people are searchable online, on LinkedIn or on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, once you know a little bit of background about a person, it can make you feel more comfortable on that first date. But it really is all about getting to the first date. So some people fall in love with an imaginary person they're texting, but you need to meet the person to know for sure. Yeah. So that is really important.
And you have to know what the person looks like too, right?
And that's another thing. You know, the most important thing when it comes to online dating, and we do help people with this at Chapter 2 Dating, is creating a profile. Photos are everything. People spend 2 seconds looking at your photo. You want to have professional photos, a photo of yourself smiling, a full body shot, honest photos taken within the last year. You know, there's nothing worse than putting a photo of yourself up there from 10 years ago. You meet someone and the first thing is their look of disappointment. Or, you know, we've all gained weight as we get older. Like, be realistic. Put your best foot forward. Don't lie about your age. Be honest. You know, approach this. And also, it's a long haul kind of thing. It can take a year. I mean, I was online for a year before I met the person I'm with. So you do have to sort of be steady and look at the long haul. If love is what you're after, it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely worth it.
A whole year. How many people did you see then in that year online?
Well, I saw about 20. Saw about 20, most of which were first dates.
Yeah.
I maybe had a couple of second dates because I wanted to give someone the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, you tend to know within the first 2 dates. Is this somebody I could be with? Do we have shared values? Are they asking me questions? you know.
Yeah.
And then
how much money do you have? That's a red flag too, Anne. How much money do you have?
Yeah, no money conversations. I mean, I like to know that somebody was working.
Sure.
But no money conversations. And this is another thing we tell women when you are online dating, you know, it's fine for the guy to buy you a coffee or whatever, but don't make your first date an expensive dinner in a restaurant.
No.
Don't expect him to pay. I mean, this is the modern age. We all pay our own way, especially as we're older.
That's great. Anne, thank you so much for this. And you're based in Hamilton.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm based in Hamilton. My partner is based in Mississauga, and together we run chapter2dating.com. Mm-hmm. Our next workshops are September 20th and November 22 from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. 2 hours full of jam-packed information, and we also offer personal one-on-one coaching as well for people who feel stuck. So we're happy to help women over 50, women over 40. That's our market, and we're here to help people find love.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you, Anne. Always fun talking to you, and you're welcome anytime you like.
Thank you so much, Tom. Have a great day.
Thanks, Anne. Have fun camping.
I will. Bye okay. for now.
See you later. Very good. Anne Boekma, very fun lady, interesting to talk to. She's been on before talking about online dating. So there you go. All right, it's 10:15 on a Saturday morning. We'll have a look at the weather when we come back. And also your celebrity birthdays. It's Saturday morning with Tom Milroy on 680 CJOB.